Hello, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man. And you're listening to the Irregular Man podcast. I think that I tend to thrive in bleak weather, like winter, because I'm an introvert. I can just use the darkness and the isolation to feed my creativity. Although I think that my creativity has been a little bit down lately and kind of stunted overall. Probably because I've never pushed myself as far as I think I could. I don't think I really pushed myself at all. I think I've skated through life for the most part, not really seeing myself at my best, or pulling or extracting every bit of greatness that I can from myself and from everything that's around me. I think the easy route for me has been routine. I mean, I went to undergrad. I had an art scholarship. But the thing about that was that, okay, I know I'm a pretty decent artist. I'm skilled. I can say that myself without feeling like I'm boasting or bragging at all. It's just a fact. However, I know that I can be much better, and I see so many others, people that I've known for years, actually pulling a bit more out of themselves than I've ever seen. And it's almost like my skill level, I know, is already better than theirs at the level that they are at. Yet they're pushing themselves harder than I am. Yeah, I feel ashamed of myself. We all need to be the best that we can be in all of these situations. In every situation, we need to strive for excellence. For instance, being a member of Alpha Phi Alpha, what was instilled within me when I became a part of the organization at Millikan University was that there is nothing that can stop me but me. That I am my own worst enemy, that my mind can play tricks on me and prevent me from going as far as I know possible. Better yet, going past what I think is impossible. One of my frat brothers told me that while other frats do what they can, we do what they can't. That was so interesting to me when he told me that the first time, and I remember laughing at him. Eric is hilarious. But even as I've thought about how I've played the easy game my whole life, there have been points in my life where I pushed myself, you know, to almost my hardest, I think. And there was one time back in 2001, it was back, yeah, it was 2001, because that's when 9/11 happened. But that year I was coming off a really bad breakup, and I took a bus from DC to St. Louis, and I went to live with my mother. Being home gave me a lot of time to think, but the one thing that I wanted to change about myself was to lose weight. And so I think at that point in time I was like almost 280 pounds, and I dropped within 4 months by cutting sugar and just eating a complete it was a vegan diet. No, it wasn't. It was a vegetarian diet. So, cut all the sweets out. Ate a complete vegetarian diet. Stopped eating after 7. I lost about 80 pounds within 6 months. It may have been less than that. My memory is shaky, but I do remember how sharp and focused my mind was on that one task of just losing weight. I didn't have any distractions. I didn't have a girlfriend. I didn't have anything but just myself and a job. And man, I got down to, I was down so much weight that I used to run through our neighborhood with my shirt off. It's just how confident I had become. I remember that, just feeling like I was on top of the world. I feel like that last year as well, when I dropped, I had got back up to that weight last year, which was 2017. So it took me almost 16 years to get back to that weight. But I remember feeling that same focus, that same clear-headedness, that same drive last year that I felt in 2001. And here I am again. I gained a little bit of that weight back, not much. But I'm focused on keeping it off. But I still feel like there's a part that I haven't gone past. It's something that I'm missing. I have a need to push myself even further at this point. And God wants to pull it out of me. He's right there in my mind, telling me, pushing me, that I need to do something more. Sure how far or what, but I know it's true. I haven't pushed myself as far as I need to, and it may not be as far as weight goes. It may just be something else. It may be my writing. It may be YouTube videos. It could be anything, but I know it's gonna have something to do with focusing. It's going to have something to do with me being creative. So, yeah, man, it's a trying time. It's a trying time. I know many of you might need this message, and I hope these podcasts help you as much as they help me work some things out. These conversations, they help me to process a lot of what's going on in my life. I'm very introverted, so I'm usually pretty quiet about things, and this gives me a chance to lay things out on an even plane and kind of pick apart the necessary pieces, and you know, just take what I need just to understand what's going on, because there are a lot of changes I'm going through, and there's a lot of good coming about, but I need to focus. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, please feel free to go to irregularman.com. You can reach me on all different types of social media, especially Twitter and Instagram. Email address is there. Also, samples of my work. Anyway, good night. God bless. Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man podcast. You can also find me on YouTube as the Irregular Man, where I produce videos each week. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram @ManIrregular. Thanks for listening.